Hey everybody, it's David from Geek Actually. Just a couple of quick words before we actually start this after show. First of all, there is no live show this Saturday coming up. We are going to Supernova, which is a geek science fiction expo, and we're going to get some interviews and stuff from there. So all weekend we'll be at Supernova, but we are going to try and get a show out on the feed sometime this weekend, but it's just not a live show. So don't head over to geekactually.com/live this Saturday, because we won't be there. Secondly, just a quick note about this show. Now, we actually recorded this on video on Ustream Live, and so it's a demonstration of iPads and so forth. And due to a technical glitch, the video of this didn't actually record. So we have an audio where we're actually doing lots of demonstrations, and of course you can't see them. So it kind of makes it redundant, but we thought there's some fun stuff on here anyway, so we would put it out. But just a pre-warning that some of this won't make a lot of sense without the video. As usual, with all after shows, this is kind of a bonus episode. It's not the official show. If you've never listened to an official Geek Actually show before, I do suggest you head over to the feed and pick up any of the official episodes before you listen to an after show. An after show is basically where the show is over and we just leave the mics open and record whatever comes out of our mouths. With all that being said, if you are still with us, enjoy the show, and we'll see you live in 2 weekends. Okay, so not this Saturday, but the following Saturday. And without further ado, here is the Geek Actually after show. Hello everybody, and welcome to the Geek Actually after show for episode 88 for the 12th of June 2000. No, 12th? Yeah, 12th. It is the 12th. Today is the 12th of June 2010. Sorry, we're a little bit chaotic here for this after show because we are demoing iPads today, which is the big thing for this after show. And I've got the iPad right here, which I'll hold up here. But before we get into the iPads, let's get our round of introductions going, because this is going out separately on the feed. I'm David McVeigh, the host of this madhouse, and I'm sure it's going to degrade into a complete madhouse today. And I am joined busily playing Scrabble over in the corner by Josh Philpott.
Playing Scrabble. Hi, dude. Hey, guys.
And we're also joined by Shane Gregory again. How are you?
Hey, good.
Continue. And I've still got the girl from Ipanema playing in the background. Let's turn that off. All right. And I should just leave that playing in the background throughout the whole show. That'd be cool. We are also now joined, and she's not on camera, unfortunately, because we don't have a camera on her. But if she wants to lean in past Shane, she can get her face in. We're joined by Sarah Kalpokas. How are you, Sarah?
Oh, geez.
Sarah hasn't made an impromptu drop-in. Thank you very much for that. She's made an impromptu drop-in from Melbourne. She's only here for 48 hours. She thought she'd just drop in. She was actually going to try and join us in the main show, saw the We Are Recording light on, and thought, I'll be very, very courteous and... Oh, hello, what's going on here? Be very, very courteous and not interrupt the show, although we left the door unlocked and had a chair set up for her and expected her...
And a microphone.
And a microphone, and expected her to slide into her seat, but she didn't. So she's here for the after show, and we've got her sitting with her iPod Touch over there, because one of the features of Scrabble is, of course, network connection. And if you hear...
You can only do one word, dude.
If you hear random mumblings in the background over there, that's because they're playing over in the corner. So just ignore the random mumblings. First of all, let's talk iPad. So I'm going to bring it up on camera over here. Now, for our audio listeners, oh, where are we? There's a camera. Oh, look, there's a whole reflection of stuff. Oh, wow, cool reflections, guys. All right, this is the iPad. Now, we've been talking about the iPad for a very long time, going right back to Geek Actually Tech. And so we thought, now that we actually have one, or in fact we have two in studio, we thought we'd better bring these in here so that we can demonstrate them and show the sort of beautiful things that these machines can do. And if I do slide away from the microphone a little bit, that's because I'm trying to get camera placement on this thing and it's kind of awkward.
Oh my God, it's so bright.
It is so bright. It's so beautiful. All right, so this is the basic interface. And before anybody says, yes, it just looks like a giant iPod Touch. Yes, it does, in fact, look just like a giant iPod Touch. That's kind of the point. It's a 10-inch iPod Touch with an A4 processor, so it's incredibly fast. This is already in a little jacket. This little jacket is an optional extra. Where are we? There's the little jacket. I put a jacket on it because I wanted to make sure that the screen got kept safe. Now, we've got all sorts of apps already on here because, of course, I go app crazy on things. And I'm kind of doing this backwards, so if my demonstration isn't great, that's just because... Let's just show a couple of these really neat little features here. before we get over to the Scrabble game that they're playing, they're actually in progress on a game of Scrabble right now.
Trying to.
First of all, the first thing is one of the first showstopper moments of the iPad, I think, had to be the new photo galleries. The new photo galleries are phenomenal, and Sarah hasn't even seen these yet. So this is the photo galleries, and basically you can start going through them and saying, "Oh, look, I just want to see if my photo is in here or is it in here?" And you can finally go, "Oh, look, it must be in this lot here." So you just flick up and it opens, and then you can actually say, "No, I don't want that photograph. I want that photograph," and say, "No, I don't want that photograph. I don't want that one at all." And so you can then come over here and say, "Is it in this lot?" Oh, and you go, "No, that's not quite it." And you go, that could be it. There we go. There's one there. Now we'll just pinch that out. We'll just pinch those away. So the photo feature, whoops, it's going off camera there a little bit. But the photo feature is really, really sweet. It's really a very, very lovely interface. Now, the other thing I really love about it is if you're in the lock screen, just like on an iPod, so you push the button and you have to swipe to start. However, if you want to put it on charger, you can actually sit it up on the charger, hit this button here, and it'll actually just go, hit that button there, and it'll just go into a slideshow. So you can have it sitting there while it's charging, just being a slideshow, like it's a picture frame. And it'll just picture frame along. It's actually still locked. You can actually see the screen is still locked at that point, but it'll just run a photo gallery in the background. So very, very nice little touch that it's got going there. Yeah, it's pretty good. So we'll turn off the photo gallery there. We'll swipe to unlock it. Other features that have been added to this, okay. I've got to get used to the camera because it's not like a mirror. You've got to move in the opposite direction than you're used to. I'll just move this mic over here. There we go. The other feature that you might want to have a look at, of course, is as a portable media player. And this is where it really excels as a portable media player. We go into movies over here, and we've been playing on the main show, the Steve Jobs keynote, which, funnily enough, I happen to have right here. So we'll fire that up. And you can see there he is doing his keynote, and we can actually put some volume up on that. It's got the same controls, same basic set of controls as any iPod. It's got the volume control, except instead of having a silent mode switch, it actually has a screen rotation lock, which I really, really like. Because if you're laying in bed and you're reading a book, and we'll talk about books in a minute, and you start to kind of drift into one side like that, what will happen is the screen will just flip over you. Whereas if you have the screen lock on, it will not rotate around. Now, if we push it this way, we can actually see the Steve note in progress. In fact, this is actually a video we saw on the main show as we were doing the main show. Here he is doing, and it's got little speakers on it. Now, it should be said that it doesn't come with headphones. This is something I discovered while opening the box. It doesn't come with headphones, but it is completely compatible with the iPhone 3GS headphones, the ones that have the remote and the mic. The remote actually works. The stop-start button works on that remote. The mic works. It does have a mic. It is actually mic capable. It actually does have two built-in microphones on the outside of it. And Skyping off this thing works really well. We tested it the other day. So it actually does work. It doesn't have a camera. I don't expect it to have a camera. A lot of people said second generation will have a camera. I personally don't expect it. I could be, eating my shoes in time to come. But I don't expect it to have a camera.
Whatever.
whatever. But the point is, I don't expect it to have a camera in the coming months because I don't think Apple's going to want to dig into their iPhone sales, quite frankly. I think we're going to see a camera on the iPod Touch before we see a camera on.
I could see an external camera.
Yeah, that's actually a plug-in through the dock connector. I can see that. Yeah, I can see that happening entirely.
Because I think people are less likely to do it on the road. I think that's what you would use your phone for or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think that if you were sitting at home and somebody said, "Let's Skype call," you'd get the camera out and put it on.
Absolutely. I can see that entirely. All right, so...
And also, Jobs loves attaching things, so...
All right, so we have a fully featured web browser. When I say fully featured, of course, that means it's fully featured except for, let's go to a web page that actually has something to look at. I do say fully featured except for Flash, of course. It doesn't support Flash all of their products. And you know what? It's all the better for it, quite frankly, because I think Flash is buggy as hell. Yeah, look, we're going to load up the Geek Actually webpage. There you go. So here's the Geek Actually webpage. As you can see, it's a big enough screen to actually accommodate the entire thing. And even in portrait mode, it actually looks really nice as a web browser. Mm. And it's fully featured. You can actually move your way through it and actually read your articles and so forth. Now, the email program has been rewritten, so it's a little bit different to the iPod Touch and the iPhone. If you actually go into portrait mode, now we have more screen real estate. You can actually have all of your accounts. Whoops, there we go. All of your accounts and everything right here in a sidebar, which makes it a lot easier to read everything that's going on in your email. Now, this I don't know if you're actually looking at some sort of personal email or not, but I don't care. Anyway, it's very bright for this camera, I must say. We actually have a camera set up over the one that they're using. Now, let's just talk very quickly about what they're doing, because we have this camera set up. Let's do it. Now, what we have over here is we have a game of Scrabble.
Do I check them up there?
Yeah, just flick them.
We actually have a game of Scrabble in process. Now, when Josh is going to have his turn, he's actually going to move his iPhone into shot so we can actually see.
I will do that when it gets to my turn.
That's what I'm saying. When it's your turn.
No, that doesn't work. Excuse
me. Get down here.
Yeah, I want to swap, like, take new letters from the bag.
You can't. It's your turn.
Yeah, there's a bag icon on the main screen.
Oh. There you go.
The only reason you have it in your hand. All right, so for the audio listeners out there, basically, Scrabble is set up in such a way that you can play against the computer on this nice big screen.
Which ones do you want?
I don't get a choice. You normally get random ones.
Looks like you get a choice on this one.
You can't get a choice. You just
Sarah, it's not a real game of Scrabble. Don't worry about winning.
Why would you say that? That's ridiculous.
What letters do you want?
All right, so what is going on here, by the way, is that they're playing, playing a game of Scrabble.
I'm looking.
They're playing a game of Scrabble, and you can play Scrabble in three different ways. There's three modes on the iPad. It's now, you can play it just against the computer on one iPad, or if you have two iPads, you can actually play head-to-head with each person having their own iPad in their laps, or if you have what they have, party mode. Now, party mode actually is what they're playing right now, which is the Scrabble board is right there. They all have iPhones or iPod Touches in their hands. And the actual iPhone or iPod Touch acts as their tile rack. So the other players can't see what letters they have. And then to play, they literally just flick their letters off their iPhone and it appears in the rack at the bottom of the screen. And then they can then form their word from there, which is very cool. Works over Bluetooth.
Does that mean we're going to see like a whole range of these, you know, card games?
Damn straight. I bet you there's a poker game in the works now.
Oh, dude, that's going to be brutal.
Texas Hold'em Poker will be next. In fact, Apple actually has a Texas Hold'em Poker app on the iPhone. Yeah. You know damn well those developers are working on the iPad version right now. So we're seeing a lot of stuff like that coming out.
Cluedo, I'm so there.
So, yeah, I think we're going to see a lot more of these party modes. As you can see, he's putting the tiles onto the screen right now. And he says, done. There's his word. Gives him his score. And it moves on to the next player. So who's the next player?
That would be me.
Okay, Josh, can you bring your iPhone in so we can actually see the tiles be flicked?
Okay, hold on. I just have to make a little bit of move.
A little bit of room here. Josh is bringing his iPhone into screen. There we are. There's the iPhone with his tile rack. And, of course, everybody can now see his letters, but that's okay. We're not really playing Scrabble here. And he's going to make a word. Doesn't matter what word it is.
I'm not actually going to make a word right now.
He flicks those over. That is so cool. And then he moves his letters into position to make his word.
Which is not a real word, in case anybody's about to...
if there's any spelling Nazis out there right now, it's...
Yeah, you can back right off because I don't have any
now,
good words.
Northy
right
has now. Already said in the chat room that that's freaking awesome. Mm. And Snake Oz has said that's very cool. It is. It's absolutely phenomenal. There's another game we were playing two-player as well. Katie and I were playing... If you've ever played the game Labyrinth, which is where you've got the little metal ball and it rolls around on the maze, you can actually play that head-to-head. And... What you see on the other person's iPad is you see like a ghosted version of your ball. And you don't get to work in collaboration. It's a speed test. So basically, you're rolling your ball, but you can see what they're doing at the same time. When they open a door in the labyrinth, it's not opening for you. You still have to go and push the buttons. But basically, it's to see who can get there first. And that's a lot of fun. We were playing that head-to-head. My wife and I were playing that. That was a lot of fun. And we were enjoying that. One of the big criticisms that a lot of people have leveled, and I think it's not a criticism that is fair, is that they're saying that because Apple promoted that 98% of iPhone apps will run on the iPad, and you get it into this mode. I'm going to fire it up on the other one over here while they're playing. Let's just change cameras here. So over here, oops, where are we? We're on this side. Over here, you'll see I've got these are iPhone apps, and if I fire up an iPhone app,
that was good.
Like here, we'll fire up this one. You see, it actually pops up in the middle of the screen as a small version,
because of the
basically.
Middle one.
Because that's the size of the iPhone screen. But, of course, the iPad has this nice big screen, and we want to be able to use this nice big screen. So what you do is you hit this button that is down here in the lower corner,
so wait, what did you
which actually enlarges it up to the full size. Now,
It's giant tower blocks.
It is giant tower blocks, one of the criticisms that was leveled against it was that when it grows up, it actually doesn't look very good. It's all kind of quality goes down. I actually think it looks damn good.
It looks pretty good considering.
It looks pretty good considering that it's being tripled in size, basically. Mm. And it works on the most part very, very well. Let's skip that and let's get into the game itself. So we can get into the game. No, don't log into Facebook. God, I hate all this Facebook interaction. All right, so here's the game. You can actually see that, you know, it holds up pretty well. Now, I know the video is very small, but, you know, it's okay, and it does the job. And it's not quite the same as when you play the high-def versions because, quite frankly, I have Plants vs. Zombies, and if you play Plants vs. Zombies, it's insanely fun. But the high-def version just looks beautiful when you get into a high def version of this game. I was playing the iPhone version on here first off, and I thought, no, I've got to play the high def version. And the high def version really is very, very pretty indeed. So it actually plays
very nice.
There's
nothing wrong with Rhett.
Gameplay on this thing is a joy because it's got so much more screen real estate. There's actually so much area for your controls and your controllers, and it holds up really, really well. So I think the gameplay is just going to get better and better on this machine. Now, what else? What else we got here? We've talked about video. Yeah, one thing I will notice that is actually sadly lacking on the iPad, which I don't understand why it's lacking, because Apple loves it so much, is in the iPod mode when you actually go to play records, it doesn't have any cover flow, and I thought this screen would have been perfect for a cover flow interface. But they put cover flow on those little tiny iPod displays, but on those iPhone displays, but not on iPad for some reason.
Mm.
I'm not sure why.
That's doing my head in. She's still doing the screen.
Let's check back in with Scrabble. How's it? Oh, screen.
The Scrabble's gone crazy. Did you stop it already?
I'm going back. Full rotation.
All right. So what Sarah's discovered is that if you've got the iPad in the middle of the room and you've got four players sitting around, you can actually flip the board around like if it was on a Lazy Susan. So
it's a pity you can't do that when it's not your turn, because it would be a lot of fun as she tried to make a word for me to go move the board.
So overall, I'm very impressed with the device. I think the device is really, really staggering. One of the main selling things for me, of course, was comic books, because I am a comic book reader.
Yay. Marvel app.
Well, the Marvel app is good, but what's better than the Marvel app is Comixology, or X-Comics, as they call it on the actual...
Flick it back, yeah.
Yeah, Comixology is... The people who wrote the Marvel app are Comixology. So the Marvel app is just a variation of the app they already had. Now, the reason why I like Comixology better is because they've got all the Marvel comics in their store, plus everything else.
Yeah.
So you go into Comixology and you get the same function as a comic book reader, but you also have the bigger store.
Doesn't have the individual.
Yes, it does.
It does?
Yeah, it does. If you actually, all to get into individual framing, put it into landscape mode and then tap a frame. Mm. Come on. There you go. So with the app, Marvel or Comixology, you go into the thing, you tap a frame, and then as you swipe, instead of swiping pages, it actually, I'm doing this backwards, guys, so it's kind of awkward, but it actually goes panel by panel. There you go. Now it's working.
Nice.
So it goes panel by panel throughout the comic book, so it's a much bigger screen to read on. And if it's a big panel, what'll happen is it'll start in the area of focus and then move around into the next area. We've got a little bit of reflection happening there. So that's the comics all. And I'm a big comic book fan, and so to have a good comic book reader is phenomenal. And I've already polished off six issues of Thor since I got it. The other thing that's really, really interesting, of course, is a lot of people are looking for ebook readers, because ebook readers are basically where everything is going. Let's check back in on the game. How are we going in on the game?
We're doing all right, but Shane's trying to use colloquialisms as words.
Because. I don't think the dictionary is going to let you have that one, Shane.
Besides, you can't put it just anywhere, so where are you going to run that off?
Tension is mounting.
Tension's only mounting because you stopped talking.
Well, you guys could help me out here. My goodness.
No, I think... We're actually sitting there watching all this as well, because remember, you've had the longest period of time to play with it.
Yeah, I've been playing with this thing for a week now. All right, so let's go back here and have a look. What else can we demonstrate? Oh, that's right, we're going to books. As an e-reader, this thing is beautiful. The Kindle app has been around for a while. Kindle has only just been made available in Australia. Yes, the Americans have had it for a while. And it uses a technique called e-ink, which is this slightly off black against white. It's non-reflective and it's not illuminated and so forth. The iPad has decided to put the books onto an LCD screen. And, of course, people started to go, oh, that's not going to be good to read on. And if these guys are chatting away over there. I should drop your mic volumes is what I should do. There we go. No, not all the way. I just drop them to half so that you're not quite so loud in the background. There we go. So they can keep talking in the background, but I'll just drop them down a little bit so that they're laughing.
So this is
also a fantastic reader. And somebody actually commented, I think it was on Buzz Out Loud, they said, but it's heavy. It's only like a pound, right? It's not a heavy device. But they said, in reading, if you're holding it for a long period of time, you start to notice the weight. And all I could think of that is, have they read a Harry Potter book?
It's a word.
What?
Books get damn heavy. You know what I mean? So I don't think the weight of this is any... This is lighter than the last Harry Potter book. So, yep. So Sarah wants to feel the weight. There you go.
It's my turn.
I wouldn't mind reading off that screen. Normally, I don't like
Well, let me fire up a book and you can have a look, all right? Well, let's demonstrate
I'm
the book.
I'm very much a...
All right, so let's have a look at iBooks. Now, iBooks basically hasn't officially launched in Australia yet. This is my book rack, okay? And you can get books from Amazon from the Kindle and stuff like that. In Australia, all we really have at this point is public domain books. So these are all the public domain books, things like Shakespeare and all that sort of stuff, because these are openly available. Because the iBook store hasn't actually started to put commercial titles out yet in Australia. That's going to launch sometime later in this year. So it's open in America, and they're actually selling a lot of books in America. But you can also get the Kindle app, which is a free app, which will allow you to buy Kindle books, which are available already. So depending on which way you want to go. Now, the books themselves are incredibly readable. Let's have a look at the best demonstration of all of these, of course, is an Apple-available book. They give it away free with the iPad, which, of course, is Winnie the Pooh. Now, Winnie the Pooh is a really, really good one to look at because it's got full color, which is something the Kindle doesn't do. So here's the front cover of the book, and I know this is a bit hard because of being on video, but here's the book. And then to read the book, all you do... Am I swiping the right way, Shane? I'm going the wrong way.
It should be...
This way. There we go. So you can see it's got full-color illustrations, and you just basically swipe your way through the book, and you can read the book. And you can also decide if you want to read it like a real book, you can turn it up like this, and you'll get two-page view.
I quite like that.
So you can get two-page view, and once again, it still swipes just the same way. And you can swipe your way through the book. You want to buy a new book? Let's buy a book and just show you. Whoa, sorry, knocking my mic. Let's buy a book and show you just how fast this actually operates. We go back to library. And you want to go into the bookstore. You don't have to go into the iTunes store. The bookstore is actually built into the app. So all you do is click on store, and it takes you, flips it over, puts you into the iTunes bookstore. And there's the bookstore there, which is kind of awkward to see on the camera, I know. But
I've got a lot of letters to catch up.
Actually, what we could do, one way we might be able to get around some of this, I'll be a bit further away from the microphone. We might be able to put it up to...
There, and then you get fated as well.
Here, oh, there you go, that's a bit...
I shouldn't have helped you there.
Let's bring my mic a little bit closer and we'll demonstrate it here. All right, so here's the bookstore, and let's buy a copy of Ivanhoe. Ivanhoe is free, so we'll buy a copy. And this is quite literally how fast it is. You just click on the tab, confirm that you want it, click yes, put in your password, which you guys don't get to know.
I love how quickly that came down. Wait, no.
Okay,
no.
And we put in our password, and look, bang, it's already on the shelf and it's downloading. And the thing about ebooks, EPUB books, is they're tiny. They're absolutely tiny, and you can see it's almost downloaded already. This iPad currently has in the library, I think, 300 and something books, and the total size of this library is about 100 megabytes. So they're tiny. The books are small, and you can literally keep your entire book collection on you at any time. So if you were traveling or something like that, you could go ahead and read a book. There's Ivanhoe, all loaded up. We'll just click on it. Ivanhoe loads up, and we say, there we go, we can read the free version of Ivanhoe.
That's awesome.
And it's awesome. I mean, it's very good. Come on, swipe. It's still loading the pages up at the bottom. So anyway, so that's the bookstore. bookstore, and it's very readable. I've actually read quite a bit on it, and I'm very impressed with the reading on it. It's very comfortable. I haven't had any eye strain up until this point. I mean, as of now, I still have not had any eye strain, and it's been holding up pretty well. Josh, you've been playing with this for the last 2 weeks at work. What are your thoughts on it?
Plants vs. Zombies HD is very cool.
Although that's not what you were saying this morning.
I was saying it's cool because it runs a lot better than it runs on an iPhone, especially on my one, because I've got the 3G,
say, yes.
And it's stuttery as all hell. It plays a lot better on it, and of course, because it's a bigger screen, it actually works a little bit better, and especially when it's under strain, it works a lot quicker.
Mm-hmm. We've just had a question from Snake Oz. He says, what's the general price of a book? We don't know yet, because they haven't released any paid-for books yet. Mm. All the books in the Australian iBook store are free at the moment, because they're
so
all...
Why aren't you just pulling them down?
I've pulled down a whole bunch. I pulled down the complete works of William Shakespeare. I've pulled down all of the Jane Austens for my wife. Yeah, no, we pulled down a lot. Now, however, though, the American pricing on eBooks is about $12, $13 a book, which is about the price you pay for a big paperback or a low-cost hardback, depending. But they're going to go down in price. As more people buy them, we're going to see more and more people going to EPUB, and we're going to see the prices go down. Of course, there's always specials happening at all times. And it also is a great way of getting samples. These people are going to start releasing more and more sample pages. In the iBook store, for instance, before you actually download, there is actually, if you click on the book, there is a section that says read sample. And you can actually click on it and download a sample of the book to you. You can have a look at it and then choose whether you want to buy it or not. So, the price is very, very similar to the printed copy of a book, because you've still got to pay the author. You're still paying the royalties. You're probably knocking a couple of dollars off of it because you're not doing the printing press side of it, but you still have to pay the distributors of it. So there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing. I know that in general, on Kindle, the ebooks are a few dollars cheaper than printed copies. Mm. And I think that's what will eventually happen in the iBook store as well. So overall, I think it's a really, really... it's not going to replace books. I love books. I love the smell of paper. I love the feeling of cracking open a good book and sitting and reading a good book. But there are times where it is actually inconvenient to carry a book with you.
Yeah.
And I think this is where this comes in. And this is when you're on an airplane, you're getting onto an airplane and you've got a 10-hour flight overseas or something like that, you don't have to carry a laptop, an iPod, a book, a magazine, and all. You can carry one device, has it all in there, can do all of it, and you're ready to go, you know? Now, question is, Wi-Fi versus 3G? The iPad comes in two different models. It comes in a Wi-Fi only. That's what these are. These are Wi-Fi only models. Mm-hmm. And there is also a 3G model. Now, the 3G model is basically exactly the same machine, but it has a 3G SIM in it, and you get data rate plans from whatever carrier you're with. Mm-hmm. And I believe, Josh, you're telling me that Telstra is the best in Australia.
Just basically for coverage. Mm-hmm. There's no other company that will give you the locations that you can get, like the amount of...
Also, their data plan is very reasonable.
And their data plan is very good at the moment. I don't know how good that's going to be in the end, but at the moment they're offering 30 gigs for three gigs for $30.
And that's pay-as-you-go, or is it on
that's,
a plan?
That's pay-as-you-go.
Pay-as-you-go,
That's a prepaid.
So all the iPad plans are basically pay-as-you-go at this point, aren't they?
No, apparently Optus have one. I haven't confirmed that, but a customer came in today saying they'd already signed up for one. So whether or not they're liars or not, I don't know.
No, it wouldn't surprise me if they
would. Look, it was coming, and you know it's going to be the first person through the gate to really get...
Yeah, so there is going to be eye shock on some people when they buy their iPad. It may be subsidized by somebody like Optus, and then they start getting that monthly bill, and there is an eye shock price tag to that. Mm. But I think on the most part, if you go with Telstra or you go with a prepaid plan, then you're not going to get that sticker shock that keeps coming back.
There you go. That's been confirmed in the chat room. Northy just says Optus have a $20 a month. No lock. 1 gigabyte, 1.5 gig.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Look, if you... People sit there and say, it's only 1.5 gig. It's not a lot of data. The bottom line is this. If you have Wi-Fi in your house and you have Wi-Fi at work, let's say, and you're out and about, the only time you're really activating that 3G is when you're not in a Wi-Fi area. Everywhere else, you just let it connect to the Wi-Fi network, so you're not using the data on those data plans, and you will extend it. I only have 250 megs of data on my iPhone. I have never exceeded it. Because I have Wi-Fi just about everywhere I go, and the only time that it's pulling the 3G is when I'm in transit between places. And so while I'm in transit, it might pull email down or something like that, and that's not huge. I probably use about 100 megs of my data plan at any given time because I am a fully Wi-Fi at house. So because I work from home, I'm always here, you know, so I'm really not pulling that much data. So when I bought my iPad, I said, do I need the 3G? No, I need a Wi-Fi model. Is there going to be times where I'd like to be out and about and be able to pull 3G? Yes. And that's why I bought a MiFi.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So the MiFi, for those who don't know what a MiFi is not widely available in Australia yet. I noticed that the Apple Store has a MiFi on sale. It's a Western Digital model, and it's an unlocked MiFi that you can buy. They're charging $400 for it, which is outrageously expensive. But it's like the only one I've ever seen in Australia. Now, what a MiFi is basically about a credit card-sized device that you slip a SIM card into, and all it acts as is a personal Wi-Fi hotspot. And it's using your data. You slip it into your pocket, and no matter what device you're using, whether it's your laptop or your
iPhone, password protected still.
They're password protected. Yeah. It's got password protection. And basically, you need to use your laptop. You pull it out. It connects to your Wi-Fi. You can use that. You put that away. You pull out your iPad. If Josh and I were on a bus together, for instance, and we were traveling, we could both be connected to the same MiFi because you'd be sitting next to each other. MiFi is a fantastic idea. Yep. Widely in use in America. Sprint and all these other companies have MiFis for sale. And for some reason in Australia, because we are about 5 years behind on technology on the most part, MiFi still has not hit big here. I think, quite frankly, if you go to eBay, which is what I did, you can actually buy MiFis from England, unlocked three MiFis for $129.
Wow.
Now, you have to get the data plan still. I actually have a netbook that has a 2 gig data plan that I already pay for. I'm just going to take the SIM card out of that, put the SIM card into the MiFi, and now the netbook,
hell yes,
the iPad, my laptop, and anything else I have on me at any time can use that data plan, including my iPhone. My iPhone won't even have to pull its own data anymore.
Yeah.
You know? So that's, for me, the MiFi is like the holy grail of portable transport. And I thought, for $129, that's worth the price. So anybody who's interested in the MiFis, go onto eBay. They're new. They're being sold from England. They're in box from the Three company. And you can buy them and they'll ship them over to you. I should get mine in the next week or so and we'll demonstrate it. So we'll have a look at that as well.
Awesome.
So I'm very much looking forward to that. So, yeah, I would actually suggest, quite frankly, that I don't want a 3G on my iPad. Some people do. And, I heard noises. What's going on iPad cam?
I'm just baiting the boys.
We've got iPad cam up right now. No, it's really thrilling.
Yep. Look, see, down here, she's just obliterated. Obliterated all our scores so far, but I haven't had my turn yet.
Thanks for the years of training, Mom. Yeah.
So Sarah comes in and just makes fools of you.
Hey, I haven't had my turn yet. Don't be pulling that card on me yet. I have not lost this. Well, she's giving me a whole lot of letters to beat her with now.
All right, so any questions from the chat room so far? Anything else you want talked about? I'm here to please. We've enjoyed greatly this week of getting to know our iPads. My wife and I both have one, and we've been just enjoying them thoroughly. And I got to tell you, first question that people say is, yeah, but it's too restricted, it's too locked off, it's too this, it's too that. And first thing I'm going to say to you is it's not a replacement for your laptop.
Nope, never was.
Never meant to be, all right? It is an extension of your laptop. Well, and you know, actually, for somebody like you, maybe, okay? But if you are somebody who needs a word processor and needs all that sort of power, raw grunt under the hood and so forth.
Is there no word processor?
Oh, yeah, there's a word processor.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah. So, anyway, the point is that it's not really designed. It's designed to be a replacement to the netbook market, is what it's looking at, okay? You've got your laptop or your home PC. You've got your smartphone. This is that device in the middle. The Flash Ustream thing is available on the iPad. We tested it the other day, and it does work. We actually had platforms streaming through it last Monday, which was kind of neat. So we had questions from Snake Oz, who's in our chat room right now, about the Ustream live feed. Now, if you are on Wi-Fi and you have that Ustream app on your iPhone or your iPad, and you've searched for Geek Actually or platforms and haven't found us, there is a reason for this, we found out. You have to be live. It doesn't actually play past video. So if we are actually currently live and you log in, you'll find us. If you do a search, you'll find the show that is currently on. In fact, we might even test that theory right now. What do you think?
Okay.
I've got the Ustream app here on this iPad. So let's have a look. Let's find the Ustream app. Where is it? God, I can't find the Ustream app. Where is it? It's here somewhere. I'll find it.
Keep going.
Here it is. I got a lot of apps on this thing. All right, so I've fired up the Ustream app here. I'm just going to make it larger because it is an iPhone app. And we're going to search, and we're going to look for Geek, actually. And we're going to search. And lo and behold, wait for it to connect. My name came up straight away. My chat room has just gone blank. What's going on? Well, there it is. Look, there you go. There we are. We are on iPad.
Like, that's right. What are they saying?
We are on iPad and we are live.
Oh, God, did that hurt?
Oh, I hate you.
Josh, we're on iPad and we're live.
There. Dude, that's freaking awesome.
Isn't it just? So that's pretty cool. I like that a lot.
You.
I know you do.
So if you're on iPad or iPhone and you have the Ustream app, you can actually find us live. You can't watch past videos. And I just realized that this after show won't have a replay because we forgot to hit record on the after show on Ustream. So that's right. No, we're recording the audio, which is what the most important thing is. So, but yeah, there won't be a replay to this show. This is a one-off event because of it being iPad. anyway, all right. So I think that's probably our wrap-up of the iPad. I think we've pretty much...
Yeah, I think we've done that to death now.
We've pretty much done it to death. We probably, now that we've got the iPads, we've demonstrated the iPads, we've played with it, I think we can pretty much leave it alone now.
Yeah. Oh, at least until something else... equally epic comes up.
Well, that's right. Until iPhone 4 comes up, and then we'll be doing an iPhone 4 show. All right. So, Snake Ops, this is awesome. Just got it on his phone. The Ustream. He was actually asking me about that a few weeks ago because he couldn't find us.
All right. So now he'll be able to watch.
Now he can watch it live because we found out.
Can you interact chat room or is it just?
There's no chat room on it. I don't. Oh no! Wait, is there?
I don't know. Go find out.
We'll fire it back up again.
Sorry, guys. We will end the show, but right now we need to...
We're just going to find that. We're going to answer one more question. I'm just looking this up. Hold on. Actually, search. There we are. Can you have chat room interaction? Damn straight. Where are we? Where's the camera?
Oh, dude, that's brutal.
Hang on.
Snake, it'll be good to see you back in the show again.
Look, with chat room interaction at the bottom of the screen.
Can you start? I hate hearing my own voice.
So that's awesome. All right, cool. All right, so that answers that question. It's got the chat room in there as well, so you'll be able to. So you want to be on show nights? You want to look for DLC live?
Yeah.
And you'll want to look for Geek actually on
exactly
Saturdays.
Monday nights at 8 and 12 o'clock on Saturdays.
Absolutely,
so, yeah.
You'll be able to find us live feeding. Okay, I think we're going to get ourselves out of here. I think we've just about done the iPad to death. Just to wrap up this show, as we always wrap things up, we're just going to find out, because this is a separate show, can you tell people how they can find out more about you, Shane?
Yes, you can just type in my full name, Shane Robert Gregory, on Facebook, and I also write for rawdlc.com.
Excellent. And Josh?
Jabbering wildly on street corners of Randwick, usually. Of course, you can find me at rawdlc.com, where we put up regular events, and we will be hosting the live show soon. And then, of course, oh, damn, I can see a massive word building right there. Apart from that, there is... I'm sorry, I'm being distracted.
Distracted
here.
By Scrabble.
You got to think about the words above it.
I did.
All right, focus
yeah.
here.
I'm sorry. And Facebook. Just search for facebook.com/geekjosh.
All right. And Sarah, is there anything you want to pimp?
My shoes. No, I don't know. I'm very good, thank you.
All right, she doesn't want to pimp anything. Of course, you can find out more about me by following me on Twitter, twitter.com/DaveMcVeigh, or just hang out at geekactually.com. We're always
damn
there.
Right.
We got forums there. We've got the blog there. You find out more about the unofficial Geek Actually Movie Fan Club. This week, we are going to see... what's it called? Take him to the Greek? Get him to the Greek?
Get him to the Greek.
Get him to the Greek.
That looks good.
So we're going to go see that this week, probably Thursday night. Check the forum for details on that. As usual on a after show, we didn't do it last week, but on the most part we do this. We're going to go out on a video. We actually have a video of Google, believe it or not. Pixar made an ad for Google. It's in conjunction with Toy Story 3, which is coming out in a couple of weeks. And it was just kind of cute. And it's just very much a talking commercial. It's just a cross promotion between the two companies, but it was a cute ad. So we'll go out on that. We will see you all on next Saturday, I hope. We will put up a post on Monday about whether or not we're doing the, by the time you hear this, it'll already be known, about whether or not we're going to the convention next week or not.
Damn
so
right.
We'll let you know either way. Check out this website, geekactually.com, and you'll be able to find out everything you need to know from there. So here, going out, is the Toy Story Google ad.
What is it?
Can you see it?
What's that button do?
Let me take the wheel.
Nice going there.
So how about letting a toy with fingers drive?
I don't get it.
Oh, my hero!
Wait. I got it.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
Oh, no. Bah!
You are a sad, strange little man.
Now, I'm curious.
Hurry! But look at my little arms! Ah! I can't look!
What?
Oh, what's going
we're
on?
Getting thrown away!
What? No one's getting thrown away!
Come on, let's see how much we're going for on eBay.
Rambler! Andy is coming up
there! Andy's coming, everybody! Back to your places, hurry!
Buzz, what are you doing?
Hold up.
Buzz, you're a genius!
Thank you.